our city partners who are joining me here today. Thank you, Mayor Daniel Lurie, District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, and Supervisor Danny Sauter for your continued support of public safety and the San Francisco Police Department. Today, I'm here to discuss a significant operation our officers executed throughout the day yesterday, focused on illegal dirt bike riding in San Francisco. Let me be clear, this activity will never be tolerated in our city. Our officers worked in close coordination to seize 6 dirt bikes and an ATV that you see here. 4 of these dirt bikes were reported stolen from areas around California, including Modesto, Yuba City, Grass Valley, and Atascadero. We also made 4 arrests for violations, including possession of a stolen vehicle, joyriding, driving without a license, and driving without registration and insurance. These arrests are operationally challenging. These dirt bikers often ride recklessly on public roadways, sidewalks, and pedestrian areas in direct violation of traffic laws, making it difficult to pursue them. Thankfully, we have technology on our side. This operation involved coordination between our citywide plainclothes team, our real-time investigation center, known as ARTIC, drone as first responders, and stunt driving response unit. Thank you, San Francisco Police Department members, for your hard work. ARTIC officers use cutting-edge technology like automated license plate readers, drones, and surveillance cameras to assist the officers on the ground to seize these vehicles and make arrests. I want to thank all the officers who worked hard to make these arrests. This was exceptional police work. As many of you know, these swarms of dirt bike riders have increased in recent years in the Bay Area. They overwhelm streets around the region and cause huge risks to public safety. The SFPD has been working closely with our regional and state law enforcement partners to address this issue, and we are in constant communication when these events occur. When this activity comes to San Francisco, our officers are alerted and immediately develop a plan to stop the activity and seize bikes and make arrests when possible. While we made several arrests yesterday, these cases are not over. Our investigators will continue to follow leads and identify additional suspects in the days and weeks to come. I want to again thank our officers for their exceptional work. Operations like these prove we have the best officers in the country. And just so I'm crystal clear, this activity will never be tolerated in San Francisco, and our officers have the tools and technology to enforce the law. I will now introduce Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Good afternoon, everyone. Before I get to today's announcement, I want to address the 4.3 earthquake that struck the East Bay around 3 a.m. I'm sure many San Franciscans felt the shaking, as it did my family and myself. Thankfully, we have not received any reports of damages or injuries, and morning commutes were just minimally affected. I want to encourage everyone to take this opportunity to make sure you're ready for the next earthquake. Preparation is key. Have an emergency kit ready. Make a plan with your family. Make sure you drop, cover, and hold when that shaking begins. Taking those steps now will help us keep safe when the next one comes. There are resources and tips on how to get prepared at sf.gov/ReadySF. Now, if you live in San Francisco, you've seen it, you've heard it, large groups taking over our streets, our sidewalks, on dirt bikes and ATVs. They ride without licenses. They ignore the laws and terrorize our communities. It's dangerous and it's disruptive and it's illegal. And it's been happening in our city for far too long. For years, residents felt like the city couldn't or wouldn't do anything to stop dirt bikes from taking over our streets. Well, we're doing something about it. Earlier this month, I sat down with our public safety team behind me and told them that we needed to take action. Under the leadership of Interim Chief Yep and Lieutenant Goff, they got to work. Yesterday, SFPD put that plan into action. With coordination between the citywide plainclothes team, the real-time investigation center, and uniformed officers, and powered by the use of drones and license plate readers, San Francisco carried out a major dirt bike enforcement operation using every tool possible to do it effectively and without endangering the public. That operation led to 4 arrests and a recovered ATV and 6 dirt bikes, including 4 that were stolen from outside of San Francisco. That's 7 fewer vehicles endangering our streets, and we are not stopping there. To everyone in San Francisco and outside the city, your leaders will not tolerate this lawlessness. We have the technology, we have the officers, and we have a clear message. This dangerous behavior has no place in San Francisco. I want to thank all of our incredible officers who made this operation possible, including Chief Paul Yep, Lieutenant Goff, and every single member of the team. I want to thank Supervisor Danny Souter. He and I talked about this over the last couple of months, and just a couple of weeks ago, we talked about this on a walk through North Beach. He told me that this is something critically important to his district. It's critically important to those that live in the Mission, the Marina, the Sunset, the Richmond. This happens all over the city, and it stops here today. Residents have told me time and time again, when people come in, these dirt bikers come into their neighborhoods, it feels like there's nothing they can do but wait for them to leave. That era is over. We are restoring order back to our streets. Thank you, and I would like to introduce District Attorney Brooke Jenkins.
Thank you, Mayor Lurie. I have to tell you, it has been a long road to getting to this point. I, too, for the last 3 years, have talked to constituents all around San Francisco, and this has been an issue for so many neighborhoods in our city. So many of us have been on the roads and had to be impacted by packs of dirt bike riders traveling through our city against red lights, stopping traffic for those of us who are law-abiding. I just want to start by thanking the San Francisco Police Department for their work on this issue. I know that it has been a long road coming to them feeling that they had the equipment that they needed to be able to address this very pressing issue. For so long, they were trying to do their best with simply using old technology and their normal police vehicles. And it's thanks to the voters of San Francisco that gave them the ability to use drones, to use license plate readers, and other technology that has been essential and critical to them being able to address this dirt bike rider issue in San Francisco. And so I thank them for their tireless work on this issue that I know they too have wanted to resolve for so long. And yes, let it be clear, as the mayor said, we are not going to be a city that tolerates this. We are going to be a city that is proactive in addressing the criminal trends that we see, and this is one of them. I am here to say that of those 2 arrests that were made, both cases have been submitted to my office for review. We will have a charging decision tomorrow. Those individuals were arrested for the following crimes, which are possession of a stolen vehicle, possession of stolen property, as well as violations of the California Vehicle Code. And so we do plan to announce those charges tomorrow through a press release. And again, I thank our city partners for making sure that we are doing what we need to do to provide public safety all over this city. And so, yes, let this message be clear that we will continue this and that you're at risk not only of losing the property, but of landing yourself in jail with a new case. Thank you. I'm going to pass it to Supervisor Sauter.
Thank you, District Attorney Brooke Jenkins. Good afternoon. I'm Danny Sauter, the District 3 Supervisor. I have the privilege and responsibility of representing San Francisco's densest neighborhoods, from Fisherman's Wharf to North Beach, Chinatown to the Financial District. My district is packed with residents and tourists, and we have the highest concentration of seniors of any district in San Francisco. And that is precisely why the dangerous stunt driving we are talking about today has been so incredibly concerning to my district, and why residents have been calling on all of us loudly for an end to this behavior. With this enforcement, we are making it clear that San Francisco's streets, sidewalks, and parks are not a playground to practice new tricks or get social media views. There are consequences to this dangerous stunt driving that puts everyone at risk. Not a week goes by that I don't hear from my constituents about a close call caused by these dangerous dirt bikers. Last week, it was Connie, a neighbor in North Beach, who shared a video of her 85-year-old mother who missed being clipped by a speeding bike by just a few feet. Before that, it was a small business owner in Chinatown who told me of a crowd ripping down Grand Avenue through our densely packed community of tourists and senior residents. We know that this must be a sustained effort. I'm grateful to the police department for their commitment to continue to prioritize this enforcement. And the Board of Supervisors is doing our part too. I will be introducing legislation next week to increase the fine for misdemeanor convictions for sideshow offenses. We're bringing this fine up to the standards of similar municipalities and showing that we are paying attention and taking this seriously. We must use every tool in our toolkit to stop this dangerous behavior. I look forward to continuing this work with our partners in law enforcement behind me. We're going to keep working to keep communities safe. I want to thank everyone who made this possible, and we're going to keep at it to keep San Francisco safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Questions?
We can do hands.
Can you tell us where these arrests were made in San Francisco, what they were doing, and were any motorcycle officers involved in making the arrests?
They were in several locations in San Francisco, so not just one concentrated area. We'll release more details later. And our traffic, portions of our traffic unit are used during the entire operation, not specifically to these arrests, but we'll speak to that later. Thank you.
Trying to get these suspects. Obviously, it's been a problem that's been going on for a long time. Technology, you're now leveraging. But there are multiple reasons why this is so difficult. A, they're super agile, and they're also uniquely vulnerable. Because a lot of times when I see them, they're not even wearing helmets. So you need to really thread the needle when you're doing this. You can talk to that for a moment.
Yeah, what I'll say is that it's really the coordination of several of our specialized units. So it's the way they work together, and then you touched on this, but I'm going to touch on it again, and the mayor touched on this, and so did the DA and Supervisor Sauter. I want to thank the voters for allowing us to use technology. That is really a game changer. So in addition to the rank and file that are working really hard on the ground to make this happen, now we have the advantage of using technology, drones, license plate readers, et cetera. And I often say public safety is a team sport, and this city, under the leadership of the mayor, we are certainly moving forward as a team to keep the city safe.
Can I add something to that, Christian?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So having sat in these meetings for years now discussing this topic, yes, initially the issue was that you were dealing with cops on either motorcycles themselves or in patrol vehicles trying to chase these dirt bikers through the city. And as you pointed out, they're quite agile. They are risk takers. They are people who are willing to drive up on the sidewalks in disrespect of our pedestrians. They're willing to do things that endanger all of the people in our city who are trying to move about, both on our roads and on our sidewalks. And so there were decisions that had to be made as to whether or not we were going to compromise the safety of our citizens, right, and of our visitors in pursuing them in those more traditional ways, or to try to find a mechanism to do it more safely. The technology allows for this to be done in a manner that is safe to the public because they can track them without having to chase them at high speeds through our city, which we know oftentimes can result in dangerous consequences.
So then, were the arrests affected in San Francisco or in other jurisdictions? In other words, were you making arrests here in the city, or were you tracking people to Oakland or Davis City or other jurisdictions?
So we communicate with our regional law enforcement partners. We look at social media. But these arrests were made in San Francisco by the San Francisco Police Department.
Anything else?
Yeah. What can citizens do to help out? Should they be sending videos? Is there a hotline? Is there something that people in San Francisco can do?
Yes, all those things. Report crimes when you see them. Give us a chance to get our forces together to deal with it. Video is also very useful. So any information you can provide to the police department and to our partners here is helpful all the way. So we're in this together. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be introducing our legislation next week. It raises fines here. We found that we were below a lot of other municipalities. We don't want to do anything that makes us a target, makes it clear that, you know, we're easier to come to. So we're going to be raising our fines here, pending I can get the support of all my colleagues in the Board of Supervisors, which I'm confident I can. We're not making any changes there right now.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks, folks.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.